My name is Bert Williams, MBE, and I've been involved with One Voice from the beginning, really. I do think having one voice is very important, that we're all singing from the same hymn sheet. It's looking at our achievement as well and what we contributed to the city itself.
My name is Anthea Ballam, and I'm an interfaith minister. We have over 50 members who come from all the different faith groups in Brighton. All of them, Christian, Jewish, Hindu, Muslim, everything. The moment I heard about One Voice, I was incredibly excited because I realised that this was something that we really needed, that the community needs, that our members need. It's so typical of Brighton's search for harmony, and at the council level and at the social level and the faith and ethnic group level, a desire to harmonise in a unique and special way that is typical of the city, really.
My name is Alia Khatun. I'm part of the Community Champions team, and I have recently been involved with Fayaz, doing a lot of work with the schools, as I'm a parent governor at Hangleton Primary School. I think it's vital to have an event such as this, as it's raising awareness of the communities, the diverse community, that city that we live in Brighton. And by having an event like this, it encourages people to come forward and raise any concerns or any issues that they may have within the group, with the community, engaging together to find a proper solution and finding ways of working together, living together in a happy, in a way, inspiring people to self-empower and valuing diversity, respecting others' values and beliefs and the culture.
I'm Councillor Warren Morgan. I'm the new leader of Brighton and Hove City Council. I think it's very important that no one in the city is excluded from the life of the city.
My name is Asma Thoreau, and I have been in Brighton as a community activist since the 1980s. As you can see, I'm a Muslim woman, and when the situation came about the three young men, I knew the families, I go to the mosques, so I really was involved there. And so we wanted to know the community, community leaders, the council, the people who care, wanted to know what can we do about this situation. We do not want to lose even one young person. We don't want it. We will speak with one voice. We don't want extremism of any kind at all.